It would never have been a good time for that oil well to burst, but the timing was particularly bad for those along the Gulf Coast who make a year's living from a summer season. All along the Gulf Coast, residents have taken a huge financial hit this summer. For many of them, the latest developments in sealing the damaged well are less important than how they're going to weather the fallout from a lost season. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
At a town hall meeting yesterday in Orange Beach, Alabama, BP Vice President Chris Sliger brought what he considered to be good news.
With respect to the well, in simple terms that we are using, the Wicked Witch of the West is dead.
But there were no cheers or parading munchkins, only a steady stream of frustrated business owners and fishermen lining up to ask how they are to survive now that BP's oil spill has destroyed the peak summer tourism season.
We're at zero now. We're not making nothing. We're at the dock. I'm speaking for a lot of us, not just me. We can't hang on no more. We cannot hang on no more.
Eddie Hall is the captain of the Shady Lady, a 65-foot charter fishing boat. Outside the community center, he describes how his crew usually works enough in the summer to make it the rest of the year.
Right now, we'll be fishing for tuna fish, red snapper, the amberjacks. We'd have a full-fledged, blown-out season every day, back-to-back fishing trips, from anywhere from a 12-hour fishing trip to a 36-hour.
Making up to $6,000 a day. This summer, he's only made $18,000 in all from BP, spotting and skimming oil in the Gulf. But that work ended shortly after the oil stopped gushing. For Hall, the nightmare is far from over.
It's like it's just beginning, because now that they can tame the dome, now the true side's coming out of what they're going to do to actually help us inside with this. They're not helping us at all. 3 days after they contained the cap, everybody was let go.
BP's Chris Sliger says the company was using a peak of 1,500 Alabama boats in the cleanup in mid-July. Now it employs only about 150. And that will dwindle further with the new government findings that most of the oil is gone. Crews who've been working the waters here dispute that. Charter boat captain Donald McDonald says they're still seeing oil, both on the surface and underwater.
If you look at it from BP's side or the governmental side, hey, everything's rosy and shiny and all that sort of stuff. But no, that's not true. The reality is we got a huge problem here. We don't know how long it's going to last or how we're going to survive it.
As the federal response scales back, the city of Orange Beach is ramping up its protection efforts with help from volunteers.
Let's go. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready.
Yesterday, a group of district managers from Kenneth Cole Stores worked on an assembly line stapling plastic sheeting to snakes of white absorbent boom. The company moved a meeting from Chicago to Orange Beach to help the local economy and do a service project. Missy Saxon manages the Kenneth Cole outlet store in nearby Foley, Alabama. She says the Gulf Coast still needs help.
Well, I think it's important for everyone to remember that just because the well is dead, it doesn't mean that the oil is gone, that there's still a lot of oil out there that's unaccounted for, that I believe is still lingering under the surface. Even though you can't see it, it's there.
Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan had a similar message at yesterday's town hall meeting. He said the disaster is not over just because BP and the federal government say so.
It ain't over till we say it's over. That's my concern, because I see you guys exiting stage left, and that concerns me greatly.
Kennan says it won't be over until BP makes good on its promise to make the region whole. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
And here now, a timeline of the Gulf oil disaster. On April 20th, an explosion and fire struck the drilling rig called the Deepwater Horizon.
On April 22nd, the rig sank. On April 25, the well's blowout preventer failed.
On May 7th, an attempt to place a containment dome over the well failed. On May 19th, the first heavy oil hit Louisiana's marshlands.
Over the summer, more efforts to contain the spill failed before a cap was finally placed on the well. On July 12th, the cap was improved.
This week, BP officials said they stopped the flow by clogging the well with mud. Today, they follow that up by forcing cement down the well.
The permanent solution is expected later this month, when a relief well will be used to pump more concrete to seal the well for good. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.